USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits dropped to a 52-year low, while unemployment rolls continue to shrink, pointing to rapidly diminishing labor market slack that will keep boosting wage inflation. The strength in the job market will push the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by another half percentage point at its next policy meeting in May. Initial claims for unemployment fell to 187,000, the lowest level since September 1969. The White House continues to press Congress to provide even more emergency funding that it says it needs to buy additional COVID-19 vaccines, treatments, and other critical pandemic tools. Without the funds, they say the U.S. faces major cutbacks in its COVID response, including a critical shortage of monoclonal antibody treatments and an insufficient supply of the fourth vaccine doses that may be needed for the general public. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Two Southeast Iowa teenagers used a baseball bat last fall to kill their high school Spanish teacher, and one of them described in detail in social media posts how they followed the woman, carried out the attack, and hid her body. Jeremy Goodale and Willard Miller, both 16, are being charged as adults with murder in the death of Fairfield High School Spanish teacher Noma Graber. Graber had been a Spanish teacher at Fairfield High School since 2012, and Miller and Goodale were students there. Those details about the case were included in search warrant information, but had been sealed by a judge until yesterday. The Department of Homeland Security, using pandemic-related border restrictions put in place by the Trump administration, has launched a deportation operation to Colombia amid a sharp increase in arrivals of migrants from that country to the U.S.-Mexican border. The U.S. has expelled several hundred Colombians under the border rule known as Title 42, which blocks migrants from seeking asylum due to public health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh foods.
The teacher strike in Minnesota is still going on.
It is day 17 of the Minneapolis, Minnesota teacher strike. The Minnesota School District released a statement yesterday addressing the teachers' union's concern for mental health professionals in schools. The district now says their latest offer to the union includes a full-time social worker in every school, and that their goal is to come to an agreement that gets students back in the classroom as soon as possible. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than half of the children in Ukraine have now been displaced in 1 month since Russia invaded, according to the United Nations, either fleeing the country entirely as refugees or moving around internally to try to find safe areas. 4.3 million of the country's 8 million children have been displaced from their homes, according to the United Nations. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott revealed that she's now donated nearly $4 billion to 465 nonprofits, confirming the gifts that the groups have been announcing on their own for months. The announcement brings Scott's publicly disclosed donations to more than $12 billion since 2019, including the announcement of a $436 million donation to Habitat for Humanity International to create affordable housing. That donation is the largest publicly disclosed gift from Scott and her husband, Dan Jewett. So far. Also, Planned Parenthood Federation of America received their largest gift ever at $275 million from Scott. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.